Sounds like Face the Nation. Forget about Beatlemania. How about this? 50 years in journalism for CBS News Washington correspondent Bill Plant. Hi, Bill. Congratulations.
Hi there. Hey, Bob. Marianne, thanks.
You've seen quite a lot in your time, and I want to get to a little bit of the comparisons between this administration and all the others you've covered. But first, I want to ask you about what's going on with these Olympics and the relationship that President Obama has with Vladimir Putin. President Obama says it's respectful, constructive, and blunt. What is it really? Is that a fair description of it?
Well, it probably is, because he's told reporters in private that he thinks Putin's public attitude, you know, looking uninterested in the photo ops when they have them together, you know, taking the verbal swipes at the U.S., is all part of the persona that Putin is presenting to his Russian public. You know, we're just as important as they are. You know, he can't trump me. But Obama says in private he finds Putin easy enough to talk to and not without a sense of humor. But obviously, they are probably blunt. I think that part's for sure.
When the Russian administration is basically calling American journalists babies and telling them to toughen up because of the conditions that they're reporting, and basically accusing American journalists of having an ulterior motive, do they really believe that, do they think that we all report whatever our government tells us to report?
Well, there is a lot of that. I mean, people in Eastern Europe, even 20 more or more years after the fall of communism, still believe that the press is controlled by the government in this country. In fact, some people in this country believe that, too, but that's the subject for another day. But you know what's going on. The Russians are embarrassed, I think, because you've got reporters from a lot of countries over there talking about how the water comes out of the tap brown.
Yeah.
And, you know, how there's no heat in their hotel rooms, which may or may not be finished. So, you know, they've got to say something, and they'd rather blame somebody else, I guess.
You've covered, all the presidents going back to Ronald Reagan, right, as the White House correspondent. And you've covered every presidential campaign since 68. Is this administration any more controlling of the press, or do they try to control the press any more than other administrations you've covered?
They've all tried to control us, Bob, but here's the thing. Technology makes it easier to do so, and this administration is just as controlling as any other, but they have more tools to do it. I mean, look, they put out their own video show every Friday with video from inside the White House that we can't get. We don't have access to those events. They now have, just like everybody else, social media. They've got their blogs. They've got Facebook. They've got Twitter. And they're very active on this. And, you know, look, from their point of view, this is very smart. But it really does enable them to reach over our heads to the general public, which is something that Ronald Reagan's communications guy told me in 1981 that they were going to do because, you know, Reagan was the great communicator. Well, they tried, but in those days, there were no alternatives. I mean, the wires and the national networks, there were no cable networks then, sort of controlled the agenda. The news was what we said it was. Well, hey, now the news is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, what could the Reagan administration have done today?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, well, there you go. And I wouldn't expect this to get any better with any new administration, no matter which party.
Good point. President Obama has been criticized for not making more of an effort to socialize, if you will, with his political opponents. Have other presidents really done that much more and benefited by sharing a nighttime cocktail with a daytime foe?
You know, it depends a lot on what their previous experience was. Those of them who came from Washington or came from the Congress understood the way things work here, which is a lot of back scratching, a lot of BS about how great the other guy is. But it's great for public consumption, right? And it doesn't hurt to be able to sit down over a cocktail and talk things over. Even Reagan did that with Tip O'Neill, who was the Democrats' leader in the House back in his day. Obama, in spite of the fact that he was in the Senate, doesn't do that. He never cared to do it. He didn't do it in the Illinois legislature.
Right.
He's kind of a loner.
Yeah, he's like that, right.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world, but it hasn't served him that well.
Bill, you are from Chicago, and you went to school here. What are your favorite memories of Chicago?
Well, you know, I'm back a lot. Chicago's still a great city, and I have kids and grandkids in Chicago. And, you know, I loved the Chicago I grew up in, but today's Chicago, I think, is far better.
In what way?
I started. Well, it's a better city. It's not only physically better. I think that there's a more understanding of the equality among various populations. I'm not saying that things have gotten a whole lot better, but they've certainly improved.
Well, I don't know when the last time was you were here. You may not know. We have a dome over the city now. It's 72 degrees year-round. It's better than ever here, Bill.
That's great. I can't wait to get back for that.
Before we let you get back to work, you were the correspondent at CBS News in the Chicago Bureau here from 66 to 76. Do you have a story that provides you with more memories and more to think about and talk about than others?
You know, when I was based in Chicago, I did a lot of traveling, but I also had a chance to cover Chicago politics and to get to know Mayor Richard J. Daley, who once told me that the questions I was asking were impertinent. It was in the run-up to the 68 convention when everybody was all concerned about the demonstrations. And Ike Pappas, the late Ike Pappas, who was at CBS 2, the two of us were in this news conference with Mayor Daley, and I asked him some question that he considered impertinent. And he looked down at me and he said, "Isn't it a shame that some of the finest families in this city have some of the most ungrateful children?" And he walked off.
Well, I don't know. Mayor Richard J. Daley referring to a question you asked as impertinent, from him, that's kind of a compliment. I'd feel good
about
that.
Okay, well, that's one of my favorite memories.
That's great. Bill Plant, CBS News Washington correspondent, congratulations on 50 years. We always look forward to your reports. They're concise, they're insightful, and continued success, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bob and Marianne. Good to be with you.
You too.